Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Beitza Daf Chav Beis, and we are in the second parak of Maseches Beitza as we discussed the issues of Tumah Vatara. The Mishnah, last Mishnah that we did was relating to when Yontif falls out on Sunday, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Machlokas about Tovel and Kalim. A person could be Tovel on Shabbos with a Kalim before Shabbos or on Shabbos, that was the machlokas, Beishamai Beisila. Beishamai said everything before Shabbos, and Milsos says Kalim only before Shabbos. I'll agree, because that's an issue of Metakein, but Adam Beishabbos. Good. And then we spoke about the last point about Ha'arama, that if somebody is, being Tovel a small Kli, so then they could be Ma'arim Aleim Umadbilan, like pretending you're filling up the water. But by Kalim Gedolim, that wouldn't be, the case, unless it falls in, and Rav Oshia even says, or the Brice even says, maybe you could pretend that it would fall in. And then you would be able to be ma'arim. So train amoraim. So now we're up to train amoraim again. The chaf amar aleph in the oz v'hadar and the daf of chaf beis here in the other edition. Train amoraim chad amar machlokas. One opinion says that when is ha'arama allowed? The kalim shenitmu ba'avatoma. If kalim were nitma ba'avatoma, even kalim that were nitma avatoma. What does that mean? Midaraisa. Ain kli nidma, but we've said in the past, ain kli nidma ela mi avatoma. Adam v'kelim can only become tami midaraisa from an avatoma. So, and midrabanan, they can become tami even from a less of a stringent source of toma. But, as we'll see soon, if it's only tami midrabanan, it doesn't need harif shamish. Toma daraisa, would need harif shamish, as we'll see that nafkamina in a minute. But that's what the mafarshim here explain. But says the Gemara, so one opinion says that the harama that is allowed is even if kelim are tami midaraisa, but kelim shenidmu ba'avatoma, v'charana amar. But the other opinion says no, v'charana shenidmu ba'vladatoma. The only time that harama would be allowed is if it became tame with a vladatoma, meaning with its only tame midarabanan. But if it's tame midaraisa, so then the harama would not be allowed. So the Gemara says, Masiv manda amar bivladatoma, lamanda amar ba'avatoma. The one who holds that only if it's something midrabanan is a harama allowed, asked on the one that says, even if it's tami midaraisa, you can use harama. But one second. Afilu b'chol yitar harif shemesh. We know if it's tami midaraisa, it needs harif shemesh. You have to wait till after shkia. So we're going to allow you to be tovel it on a Shabbos. But one second, using harama, but it's not going to be tahar anyway until that night. So why should we allow this bederach harama on a Shabbos or a yantif if it's not going to be usable? It's not a tzorich. See what the Korban Eidah says: Afilu hatov lo bechol tzorich hakli harif shemesh. Even during the week. Meaning, whether it's during the week or some of mafarshim wonder what the afilu is, but. For our purposes, it means that it always is harif shemesh. So why would haram be mutter? It's only mutter if it's the tzarech motzi yantif, and therefore there's no need. So why would you be able to allow to use it today? You're right. For a real tamei midaraisa, it would need harif shemesh, and therefore there would be no allowance on Shabbos because it's not usable until afterwards anyway. But what if somebody is holding a personal chumra midrabanan? They're eating their chulin on the level of taras hachumu or taras hakodesh. So for that, even harif, that's a chumra midrabanan. So even harif, even you wouldn't need harif shemesh. Even if something is tamei midaraisa, and you're waiting for harif shemesh to touch it to real truma and kunshim, because a tful yom, somebody's waiting for harif shemesh, a tful yom is has the status of a sheni, so a sheni is only going to make a shlishi by truman or a ve by kodesh. So if somebody is just holding a chumra of they're eating their chulin betara on that level, so then that would be allowed. They wouldn't have to have harif shemesh, and therefore it would be a tzorach even for the day. Tzorach for the day. See the charedim quotes from Rashi. Pirish Rashi de'ein harif shemesh elo l'truma v'kadshim kiditznan tava va'ala ocha b'meiser harif shemesh ocha b'truma hevi kaparas ocha b'kadshim. So we know, like the first Mishnah in Shas, right when he goes to the mikvah, harif tul yom kidit meiser sheni. That night shkia they could eat truma hevi kaparas. So once the next day, right, but if it's one of the mechusik yipurim, then they could eat kadshim. But if it's just chula b'tara, so then it is only a chumrah, and therefore it would be enough of its tzorech for that day. Again, that the chumrah of somebody accepting to be chulin b'tara, as we have noted in the past, one has to make sure that it is an appropriate chumrah for themselves. Remember that Gemara in Maseches Chulin, where the Gemara says that the Mar Ukva discusses the source of waiting between Fleishiks and Milchiks. This is the only Gemara in Shas that talks about that. It doesn't say a certain amount of time. It doesn't say 1 hour, 3 hours, 6 hours. It just says the next Su'udah. But in that context, Mar Ukva says, Amar Mar Ukva, Analoha Milsa Chalabar Chamer Lagabri Abba. I am vinegar compared to my father who's like wine. The Ilu Abba, my father, Kavi Ochel Bistro Ha'idna, if he would ever eat Fleishiks today, Lohavi Ochel Gvina Abba Machar at Hashta. He wouldn't eat Milchiks until 24 hours. Tomorrow at this time. That's what my father would do, says Mar Ukva. V'ilu ana, but I'm only like vinegar. My father's like wine. Why? I wouldn't eat it at the same meal. Usudachrita achilna. I would eat it at the next meal, which Rov Rishonim say means the 6 hours. The Rambam has the lashon of kishay shows. The Shulchan Aruch took out the kib, just shay shows. But that's the Gemara. So the Mefarshim wonder. The Tam Vadas discusses this. Rav Sternbach and others. If Mar Ukva thought it was appropriate and it was a good chumrah that one should be makpid for, that he calls his father's like wine, so why didn't he do it himself? Why didn't he accept to do that if he thought it was a good chumrah? So explains the Tam Vadas in Shmos and Perek Yutes Pasuk Yud. He knew that that wasn't appropriate for what he was up to, where his avodas Hashem was. Hirgish ba'atzmo she'eno ra'ui la'achmir al atzmo. Right, that he didn't think it was appropriate for his level. Vein shum toeles bazeh. Right, there's no toeles, and therefore says Sternbach and others, it was not appropriate. It's even the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, the beginning of Hukosai, also has this as a remez. The Aruch Haim HaKadosh has 42 pshatim on the first pasuk in Parshas B'Hukosai. If you've never seen it, just to open it up and go look through that, there are 42 pshatim. So he says there, number six, that the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, "V'lo am haaretz chasid." And Am Aretz isn't a chassid. So usually we understand that to mean, if I don't know the halacha, if I'm an Aretz, I can't be a chassid. But says Aruch Haim, maybe he suggests he shouldn't be a chassid. Because you have to know your level. Pirish, she'asu la'am Aretz lehisnaig b'chassidus, she'yase chumros v'gedarim kiminaga chassidim. And Am Aretz shouldn't accept. Ki lef'amim yase chumra b'davar, shehu adaraba avarians. Sometimes I'll take a chumrah, but I won't even know. It won't be appropriate for me. Continues other examples. He shouldn't. And that's alluded to in the first pasuk in Chukosai. In Chukosai Telech, if you follow all the chukim and you follow all what you're supposed to do, that's mitzvah tishmoru. You can have added mitzvahs that, if possible. That's one idea that one has to remember. So if one wants to be in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, eat their chulin b'tara, you know, that's one thing to think about. Also to recognize that is a chumrah, right? The Rav Hirsch, based on the Avos Rabbi Nassan, in the beginning of Avos Rabbi Nassan, I think it's Perek Beis, where it talks about Chava or Isha, that she was the first one to create a siyag. Right, the concept of a siyag is something that the Mishnah says in the beginning of Perek Yevos, also siyag la'Torah. It's wonderful and beautiful if it's done for the right reasons. But one has to make sure, says Rav Hirsch, that one recognizes and keeps the siyag as a siyag and not blur the lines between siyag and halacha. Says Rav Hirsch, I'll read it in the Hebrew one this time. Achachameinu mosifim ha'azhara. Shlo tase es hageder yoser al ha'ikr. Shlo yipo v'yakatez b'netiyas. Right, the fence shouldn't fall down and ruin the tree that is meant to surround. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar v'yom ha'chocha mimenu. V'amde v'he'ida et sheker lo tigubo pentumuson. She says that Hashem told me not to touch it. Kivan Shara, since the snake saw, she kazva dachva alav. The snake pushed her in. Amar la, kamo delo, right, the makat b'mikrovaseha alo b'mikrovatei aflo b'meichle. Right, and that's the Avos Rabbi Nassan that he quotes in the first parak Aleph Hey. Awana l'shkoach es makar asiyagim shazihirus hayehudas sheitila aleinu nizkar tamid she'em heim da'oraisa rak kolo nizkar zos im yu lanu atzhara v'siyag im nishkach es ofiyam zeh im nire gam osam k'mipia gvura.
If we blur the lines between siyag and din, it could have tragic consequences, as it did by Chava.
So that's we'd have talk about chulin betara, which was the answer of the Gemara. Again, one has to bizman and migdash know what that means. Oh, once we were speaking about in the Mishnah tevilas adam, which we're going to talk about. That's the machlokas. Beishamai, Beisil, Beishamai says adam no. Beisil says adam yes. The Gemara just notes the Brisa from elsewhere. Kol mechui ve'tfilos tovlin kedarkam tishav aviyam kippurim. The Tanakhama here says that anyone who's chayv tefila could go to the mikvah even on Tisha B'Av on Yom Kippur. Why? Because this opinion is holding tefila bizmana mitzvah. That's what Rashi says here on Daf Yuches. Tefila bizmana mitzvah shemimera latar atzmo. Tefila bizmana, when you ever could go to the mikvah, you should make yourself tahar even on Tisha B'Av, even on Yom Kippurim. But we know that bizmana zeh, we don't hold that. That the Tosfos quotes on Daf Yuches. That bizman hazeh, first of all, we don't have tefila bizman mitzvah because we wait so many days. Says Tosfos here, Haino dafka lahani shetovlin tefilas mitzvah bizmana. This only applies to those who are tovel bizmana, which we don't have today. Avol hashta shekol tefila shenishosenu tovlos haino tefila shelo bizmana. All of our tefilas are shelo bizmana. Tein sofros shivanekiyim misafek shein zavos. We're machbir the chumer derbi zera. Einon tolas peshishav v'yam kippurim. Umeyoyish lechalek these bechalek. But he says, in any case, he quotes the Ria a little bit later on here. Voda Marie, the bizman hazeh ein tovlin lo b'yom kippur v'lo b'tishbav. The dafka heim shayu asukin b'taris hayitzarach litzvol miyad kedei shlo yitamu ataris. We want to get everybody tara as soon as possible. Aval hashda da tefila ein ba'a elo l'tara l'bayla. But bizman hazeh tefila is only l'tara l'bayla. Yecholul hi l'rechotz v'lachot erev yom kippurim. She could prepare an Erev Yom Kippur, Kadesha Tisrok Sairo, Vachofevis Malamoto Yom Kippur, and go right into the mikvah right after Yom Kippur, Vachim B'Tisha B'Av, right? Because Tehillah B'Zman is only Lehetel L'Bailos, that's why, A, we might not have Tehillah B'Zman and Mitzvah, or we're Tehillah B'Zman and Mitzvah, L'Bailos is not enough to override Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Rav Chananya, Amir Chananya Sganei Kohanim, he knocks out, he says, at least Tisha B'Av, but again, we pass in Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, the two nights of the year that the mikvahs are closed. Amar Rabbi Chananya, Sgana Kohanim, Rabbi Chananya, the assistant Kohen Gadol says, Kedayu Beso Shalalokenu Shia Abdu Alav, skip the next word, Tfila Achas. Right, Kedai is the Beis HaMikdash, one night a year, that you don't go to the mikvah, and we can think about the Beis HaMikdash. Again, we paskin Tfila Bezman, a mitzvah, as we said, just Labayla. Just Labayla. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Nida, in Kuf Sadi Zayin. Kuf Tzadi Zayin, says the Shulchan Aruch, Im Ba'ala Ba'ir, Mitzvah, Litzvah, Bizmana. Right? If Ba'ala Ba'ir, if a woman's husband is not around, if he might come back, and especially in this old, when you don't know exactly when he's coming back, he might come back any day, you have to go, because maybe he'll come back at night, and he won't know if he went to the mikvah or not. But if Ba'ala Ba'ir, then a woman should go to the mikvah. Mitzvah, Litzvah, Bizmana, Koshlo Levata, Meper Yevarivya. Afilu, Laila, Achas. Umerita and the Ramah adds, Muteras litbo lel Shabbos. Well, Shabbos is not a problem. Imlo yichol litbo kodem al chenra. If that's the night of the mikvah, that's the night of the mikvah. Bedafke in bala ba'ir, says the Ramah, ava balav ha'chi aser. She shouldn't go to the mikvah on Friday night if it's not bala ba'ir, or even if she could have done, beforehand. But that's what we paskin. Tefila is on a mitzvah for ba'ala. Interesting. Two other points on this line. Number one, the Chananya Skana Kohanim was a Skana Kohanim. So the Rambam writes about this. Nichos Klei Mikdash. Nichos Klei Mikdash and Berak Dalid. The Rambam discusses the status of the Kohen Gadol, the status of Kohanim in general, and he talks about the Skan Kohen Gadol. Let me just find this halacha. The Rambam here discusses. From the beginning of Perek Dalet, he talks about Kohanim in general, the status. HaKohanim hugdalu michlau halavim la'avodas hakabanas. The Kohanim were separated and designated from the Sheva Levi for la'avodas hakabanas. Shemar v'yibadel aharon la'hakdisho kodesh kadashim. U'mitzvahs aseh hi la'havdil ha'kohanim u'lekadsham.
It's a mitzvah say for us to be mavdil them, to sanctify them. But Zorach Aladim Yisrael and Hogbehem Kavit, Harbi, Ulahaktim, Osam Lachodavar Shebekdusha, to be mocked them. Moshe Rabbeinu, then he talks about the Mishmaris, which we spoke about a couple of weeks ago. And then the Rambam says, V'chein Kohen, talks about Kohen and Mehoratameh, Umemanin Kohen Gadol, who Rosh L'chol HaKohanim, Halacha Yudbeis. Umoshchin Oso B'Sheman HaMishcha. You point the Kohen Gadol, who's the Rosh of all Kohanim, you anoint him, Umabishin Oso Big Dekuna Gadola, Shenemer V'HaKohen HaGadol Me'achav Asher Yitzhak, Kate said, Marbet, the earlier Kohanim Gadolim got the oil, the later ones got Ribui Begadim. And then the Rambam says in Halacha Tezayin, Mimanin Kohen Echad, Yiel Kohen Gadol Kamo HaMishna LaMelech. The assistant, V'huanikra Skan, V'huanikra Mimune, V'yeomid Liyamin Kohen Gadol Tamid. He's always literally the right-hand man of the Kohen Gadol, V'zeh Kavod Hulo, V'chal HaKohanim Mitachas Yad HaSkan. It's a covet for him, and all the Kohanim are under the skan. And then he talks about other officers, v'od ma'anin katikolin lios l'skan, kamo haskan l'kohen gadol. So the skan is a skan. The assistant to the assistant. We discussed this, I think, a little bit in Meseches Shkalim. Good. Says the, so that's the skan of Kohanim. The other point on the Kedai Beis Elokeinu, that we have to think about the Churban. We mentioned in the past, based on the Briska Rav, Baruch Soloveitchik also says it, that really there are two Gemaras that talk about remembering the Beis HaMikdash, of Zecher LaMikdash. There's the Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Samach, where the Gemara talks about, based on the Pasuk of Emashkechech Yerushalayim, all the different ideas of Zecher LaMikdash in terms of putting ashes on the head of the Chasan and leaving over an area of the house that's not finished. There was even the people of the time wanted to do even more. The Rabbanan of the time said that you can't do more. You can't do more. Again, the pasuk quoted there is Meshkachich Shlan Tishkach Yimini. Arosim Chaziz Efer Machleber Rabos Chasanim. The Gemara there says that when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Rabu Arfushim Biyisor Shlolech Obas Voshos Yain. People stopped eating meat and drinking wine, not just during the 9 days, for the whole year. Nitzvah Lamer Bishua. Bishua says to them, you can't function like that. Amalem Banaim, Bibneima, Iatem Ochlim Basar, Venetam Shosu Yain. So Bishua says to them, why aren't you eating meat and drinking wine? So they said that Beis HaMikdash doesn't have. Amrilo Nocha Basar, Shimimenu Makriven Agabe Mizbech, Vachshav Batel. But the Mizbech doesn't have meat, so we should have meat. Nishte Yain, Shem Naskim Agabe Mizbech, Vachshav Batel. We should drink wine. The Mizbech doesn't have wine. So he says to them, okay, you think that's a good svara, so don't eat bread. Shekvar balu menachas, run a menachas. So Gemara said, okay, good idea. Efshar beperis. Okay, we'll eat fruit. Peris lo nochal shekvar batlu bikurim. So he says, 1 second, we shouldn't eat fruit, because what, bikurim? Efshar besacherim. Okay, maybe we won't eat the shevas haminim. Mayim lo nishte shekvar batal nisach hamayim. Bishua says to them, okay, don't drink water, because there's no more nisach hamayim. Shasku, they realized, uh-oh, this would be a problem if we take this to the full way to understand it. Amalei, Rabbi Shua says, Banai, Bov Omer Lachem, Hashem wants you to mourn, but he doesn't want you to stop living. Shalolis Abel kol ikir e efshar, shekfar nigzor gzera. Ulehis Abel yosir midai e efshar. She goes from zero to zero and same rov to zero. Lamod bo, unbelievable. Rabbi Shua says there's such a balance, a delicate balance is needed between mourning and moving forward. Right, that's what this is about. This balance. Dichsid b'meira tem neorim b'chulu el kacham rechachamim. Chazal said, do this, do these things. But that's all. That whole gemara is one gemara. Slamach of Beis and Bava Basra are relating to Zeichel Mikdash. But if you look in Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph, the gemara asked, how do you know you do Zeichel Mikdash? Totally different pasuk. Sioni. Right, Michal de Boy Drisha. Right, the Gemara quotes that you need a Zeichel Mikdash. So Esther of Salvation there, and the Rishima Shi'irim is quoted. So is it a Meshkechei Yerushalayim, or is it the Pasuk of Tzion Hidel Reshein La? So Venera, he says there are two types of Zeichel Mikdash. We might call it Zeicher LeChorban Mikdash and Zeicher LeBinyan Mikdash. What they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. Venera should be Zeichel Mikdash Yishnei Dinim. Hilchaz Avelus. Zeichel Mikdash, Vezuya Gemara Baba Basra, Hayesod Shaldinim Elo Nilma Mipasak Meshkechet Yerushalayim, Luzkar Yerushalayim, Kefisha Haisa Ulehis Abel Al Churbana. And number two,
din liskor as a mitzvos hakshuros lemikdash. We might call it zecher lebinyan amikdash. Laha'alos alibenu as a mikdash kshia bebinyano. Vizu es sugya, and that's the sugya in Sukkah, Tzion hidoresh einla. Ein bakach halos avelus al ha'avar, elakiyam al shem ha'asid lovo, kshemikdash ibane. It's future, not past.
He says maybe it's even alluded to b'derech remez and echa zechra Yerushalayim yimei anya umrudeha kol machamadeha asher hayu labimei kedem.
So yimei anya umrudeha, that's the churban on the avelus, kol machamadeha mitzvah sheniskaimu b'mikdash me'oz v'omakaimosa ata.
And then he says beautifully, he says sometimes mitzvahs you're not sure what they are.
Which Zechel and Mikdash are they? The Balamar, the end of the Psachim, remember the Balamar says that we don't say a Shechianu on Sviras HaOmer because it's Zechel and Mikdash and we're sad. We're thinking about Beis Ma'avyenu and we can't say a Shechianu if there's a tinge of Agamas Nefesh. That's the Balamar. Ezra Salvechik on the CN. Netilas Lulav Kol Shiv is also a Zechel and Mikdash. We say a Shechianu on Lulav. Right, we say Shachar Lulav, so how can we say Shachar Yon Lulav? Right, Zeichel the base of Migdash. So it must be that there's a difference. According to the Balamar, Sfira Sa'omer is type 1, the Avelis one, and Lulav is type 2. Venirid, the Sfira Sa'omer, Ladas Balamar, he mi mitzah Zeichel and Migdash, let's go as Churban and Migdash, L'shem Avelis. Remember that we don't have a Karban Omer today. Bechol mitzvah kazu, ein omer m'shecha yanu. V'gam mishanim is etzam and the mitzvah, you also change the mitzvah according to one man to Omer, right? You count the days without weeks. Me'idah lulav kol shiva mahave mitzvah zechel amikdash bebinyano v'yesh benetilaso simcha v'lo avelus. Right, and raya lakach, he quotes a raya to this, the Rama in Tafrei Samach quotes that the avel does not go around the, doesn't do oshanas. Ein la avel hakifes abim v'yitzakneset mishun d'akavaz lulav yesh simcha v'avel aser besimcha. L'fichach, we say shachiyano benetilaso. Right, and that's the difference between lulav and sfiras and Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Doresh Rabbi Levi, Kahadad Rabbi Hanani Iskanakonim. Rabbi Levi said that we should go like Rabbi Iskanakonim, that we shouldn't be Tovel on Tisha B'Av, but again, it's not just Tisha B'Av, we pass in Yom Kippur as well. The Adam Shabbos, and Adam on Shabbos, this was Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says a person could be Tovel on Shabbos. Beis Shammai says not. Beis Shammai says Mavarchin Matvilin Esakol Melefnei Shabbos. And Beis Hillel says no, that it could be Adam B'Shabbos. So says the Gemara, why? Shekein Adam Tovel L'Kiruyo B'Shabbos. What does that mean? A person is Tovel L'Kiruyo. So there are some that say Kiruyo means the same thing that the Bavli says. That what in the days of old, they used to, Bizman Azeh, the minhag is not to go into wash ourselves at all, even in cold. Not to bathe on Shabbos in cold also. But the Gemara says in the Bavli that Nira Kemekar, in the days of old, you were allowed to take a cold a bath on Shabbos. So because Nira Kemekar, it doesn't look like you are toveling for yourself. So therefore, Nira Kemekar, and that's why it's mutter. That's how the Korban Eden and other Achronim understand. Kiruyo is the same Lashon. Mishum de Nira Kemekar, like the Bavli says. Imkein Afloregel mutter litbos. That's how a number of Mefarshim understand, they put the Bavli and Shammai together. But if you look in the Charedim here, if you look in the Gilyoni Ashas, they say no. No, Kiryo. Kiryo is like the Takanis Ezra. No, Takanis Ezra. Ezra Sofer says you have to be Tovel. Every Balkari has to be Tovel for Torah, for Tefillah. But that is a Chumrah, Chumrah Drabanan. So doing that on Yontif is not a problem in Misakein because that's a Chumrah Drabanan. You don't really need it, says the Charedim. Right? And therefore, it's a chumra not to be connected, right? Like the Tarnagolim, Mishum Tulo Mitsuyan Esol Hashem Ketarnagolim, like the Gemara says. So it's because people could think that you're nira, you're being tova l'kiruyo, that's why it's also not a problem. But the Gilyon Ashas also says that here, he assumes, right, he has a couple of comments on Yerushalmi at the end of every Seder. So here he says, Nir Beinai Pirish, the Tfilo the Kiru Yohaina Tfilas Ezra. Pshita li Yerushalmi Dumuteris Beshabbos. Kiban to Eino Latara, Lahatir Achilas Meiser. Right, it's just a Chumra. Vuhu Rak Lahatir Talmud Torah Utfilo, Mitzvah Zav Lenos Nenu. The Gamena Torah, and anyway, Midaraisa Mutter B'talmud Torah b'tfila afila b'lo tfila. V'yalkein lo chashem misakein. V'yalkein, once that's not misakein, then people can think that's what you're doing. Alkein sukol tfila afila tara namisharya. Once the tfila l'keri is mutter, because it's not misakein, that people could think that that's what you're doing. D'lo mechzik misakein. D'ro yomer shetova l'kiryo. V'chein be'isha shetova l'shimusha v'chulu. And he gedidyu. So two different shatim, what l'kiruyo here means. Is it nira l'haker, like to cool off? Like the Bavli says, that people could think you're just cooling off in the water. And that's why it's not a real tikkun. Or l'kiruyo, people think that you're doing tefilas keri for bal keri of Takanas Ezra. And both of those would be mutter on Shabbos. Interesting that this whole idea, because there's no maris ayin, so then the Rabbanan weren't even gozer in this case. Again, it's the whole thing is a tikkun de Rabbanan. But what you see from here is that they were only gozer in a case where they thought it was going to look bad. Look like you were doing something usher. Okay, the shavin. The Gemara here is going to bring up hashaka. So usually we know the concept of tefillah. Hashaka is the water kissing each other. Generally, when something becomes tameh, a food becomes tameh, a fruit or a drink becomes tameh, it's tameh. There's no way to make it tahar, with one exception. One exception is water. Water, tameh water, can become tahar if you connect it and touch it with tameh, with tahar water. And it's not that it's mitar the water, but it's mevatel the water. The water that's tameh loses its own identity, and therefore the whole thing becomes tahar. Right? That's what all the mafarshim here on the page say. The Karban Eida says, "What do you?" Let's just read the Mishnah. Veshavin, Beishamai and Beishila both agree. Even Beishamai, who says that you're not allowed to tovel kalim on Shabbos or Yantiv, Shemashikin Asamayim Bechlei Evan Latarim. If you put the tameh water into a stone kli. A stone kli is not makabel toma, and then you touch the good tameh water in the kli to mikvah water, which is tahar. So then you touch the waters. So then that's allowed. That's allowed. Says the Karban Eidim. Let's read him. But again, the Haridim and the other Mefarshim say it too. Mishi yish l'mayim yafim l'shtos. You have beautiful water to drink, but it became tameh. Nitmu memale mehem kli evan l'nosam b'mikvah mayim meluchim. You can put it into a stone kli and then touch the waters. With the salty waters, acha mashik mayim lamayim, you kiss the waters to each other. V'nimsu elu zruim u'mechubarim l'mei mikvah. It's zarua and mechubar to the mei mikvah. U'batlu agabayu v'tiru. And it's batel. V'ein tar b'mikvah l'shum ochel l'mashke. There's no other food or drink that could become tar, el l'mayim bavad. V'lo b'taras tevila, el b'taras zuria. But the Karbanita called it Zuria planting. The other way is to say it's batel, right? That's the language of Chazal. So again, even Beis Shammai says you could put it into a stone kli to be mitarid of a lo matzbila, but you can't put tovel it in a wooden kli. A matzbilin and the Gemara, the Mishnah just says, matzbilin megav lagav mechabur lechabur of yantif. The yantif is question. We have that gersa. We have it. You could be tovel on yantif, gav to gav, like change, because you have a change of usage. Umechabur lechabur, if you want to switch chaburis, for carbon pesach. We'll get to in the Gemara why those are allowed on yantif. So first the Gemara says, masnisa, our Mishnah, which gives the chilik between a stone kli and a wooden kli, that chilik is mashba. We're talking about Shabbos, because that's what the previous Mishnah was talking about. It's mashba that we're talking about Shabbos. On Yontif, it will be even mutter for a wooden kli. And on Shabbos, there's a chilik, or maybe, but at least on Shabbos, there's the chilik. So this is against Rebbe. Masnisa lo k'Rebbe, because Rebbe says Shabbos, everything is usur. Right, it's just yantif. You might have that theorem. Detani, emat bilin kli al gav meima biyantif. You're not allowed to be tovel something in a wooden kli on yantif. Ve'mashikin etzamayim b'chle evan latarim b'shabbos. And on Shabbos, you can't even use a stone kli. Divrei Rebbe. That's against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, but on Shabbos, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, even Beis Shammai would allow it. The Chacham Omrim, Matvilin Kli Agaba Meima Biyantif. Beis Shammai says, no, you could be Tovel a Kli in, any type of Kli on Yantif, even a wooden Kli. Umashikin Asamayim Kli Avon Latar Meshabbos. On Shabbos, you could use a stone Kli. So our Mishnah is like the Chachamim and not like Rebbe. Period. Lo Omer, El Bishal Evin, Ha Bishal Eitz, Lo. The Gemara adds in a line, only stone, the Brisa says, but not eights, not eights. What's this adding? Didn't the Mishnah say this? Rav Chaim Kanievsky talks about, maybe the Chiddush is even if it didn't become tummy before you put it in, but it became tummy through the water, that also, so again, that's the Chiddush of this added line.
Kesa migav lagav. What does it mean in the Mishnah when it says you're allowed to be tova migav lagav? That means, let's say, ratzalasos isaso agave gito, o gito agave isaso. Let's say you're tovel something, and you want to, you look at the lashon of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, hitvil kalev, you toveled your kalem because you're planning, literal plan mavanim, you're planning to crush grapes in the gat and use it to make wine. And you decide, no, I want to use this kalem to make dough, or the opposite. Madvilas kalev, and you could do that on yantif. Why? Because you don't need that kavana anyway. You could use it, if you're tovel your kalem, you could use it for wine, you could use it for dough. So the fact that you want to be machmir, and because you're changing your purpose, you want to be tovel it again, okay, but that's not a real tikkun, and therefore that would be allowed on yantif. And also, case of mechabur lechabura, if you switch chaburis before shchita for Korban Pesach, you also technically don't need to be tovel. You want to be tovel, okay? Haya ochel l'mchabur azuv v'nimblach lochel l'mchabur acheres, tovel, you can be tovel again, because there's just a chumrah, it is not really needed. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but the Shem, we will continue next time.